Sharks Radio review of the weekend. We're in Billing Form Ice Arena with head coach Martin Grubb. A weekend of two halves, you could say, Martin.
Yeah, very much so. I think last night, very disappointed. Very, very disappointed in the second and third periods. I think we started very well last night. We pressed hard. We obviously come in at the end of the first with a two-goal lead. A little bit unlucky maybe not to be three or four. You've got to give Stewie Aston some credit. He made some huge saves throughout the game. And then when they scored the first goal, we got ourselves into some penalty trouble. And yeah, you've got to credit Blackburn. They lifted their game and they started working harder on us. And that was one of the most disappointing things on home ice particularly. You can't get outworked. And then we started getting frustrated and making mistakes. And obviously it went a little bit bad to worse. And you're chasing the game, so... You know, we spoke in a bit of length last night after the game and explained that it was unacceptable and what we wanted to see in the future. And obviously then we come in tonight and it didn't start particularly well. We go kind of take last night's form into tonight's first period, and then we slowly started to turn things round. And as you say, after a good win tonight, it becomes a weekend of two totally different emotions.
The third period here tonight, you got that early goal, and then it seemed to be one of those momentum things. You just kept coming and coming and coming, and you could see that the goals were coming, and they came at obviously just the right times.
Yeah, I mean, I think momentum's obviously huge. It hurt us last night when Richard Bentham hits the bar and post, I think, and took the paint off the goals to go 4-2 up. They go straight to another end and equalise, and you know, it's a completely different game. So we knew coming into the last period tonight, second period we tied, and we were a little bit better and we were creating chances, but that third period tonight we spoke to the players, we gave them the instructions, we made sure that they knew that, you know, it's up to them, because they've got to show character, they've got to be accountable for what they do, and they've got to take tremendous credit for that last period. We played, I suppose, what we class as Sharps hockey, because we went to Whitley in the same thing, a smaller ice pad, we pressured. We used our speed, we used the full lineup, and we took our chances, whereas probably the certainly four, maybe five periods leading up to that were very wasteful. So we need to find a way to keep that consistency going of that last period performance, the Whitley Bay performance, and play for 60 minutes now. And I think the one thing we do have is that obviously that massive positive, huge character showing to come back, and then we finish our weekend with a victory. And it's a good positive to take into Solihull next week.
And just the league game against Solihull, they've been turned over by Deeside tonight. So again, the league throwing up results that maybe you don't expect. So full week of practice and then back to work.
Yeah, I mean, I think we do certainly have a lot of things to look at in practice this week. We'll prioritise what we need. I know that Perry will be working hard in Solihull this week. They have a very good team, and they'll come looking to obviously win that hockey game. Scotty McKenzie's done a great job on Deeside with the last couple of results, and as we've discussed, as we've said this on numerous occasions, anybody can beat anybody, and that's what we want in this league. We want every team to be able to beat everybody. It's what the fans want, it's what the players need for development of the game and development of the league. And for us now, it's concentrating solely on ourselves, not looking around us, not worrying about what other teams are doing, and as you say, a hard week of practice, and we'll be ready to get the 2 points hopefully on Saturday night.
Quick word about the latest addition to the squad. Jordan Buesa joined this week on a two-way from Brayhead. Obviously it was in the air for a while they sorted out exactly when he was going to come down, but having him in the squad, scored a nice goal Saturday, fitting into the room.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously tough. I think it's tough when Jordan is people have got to remember he's 16 years old and he's got a massive weight on his shoulders at the moment, because obviously the Purple Army expect him to come here now and put up huge numbers, and he might not do that straight away. He scored a nice goal last night. He fitted in really well. He's a quiet boy anyway, who works really hard, and he does the small things well. You can see he's picking up the tips for training as a pro every day. But I think we've also got to be very careful that people don't expect too much too soon. He's a huge talent. He'll fit into our lineup really nicely. He'll play a big part for us this year. I've no doubt he'll also get some more opportunities and game time, hopefully, in Brayhead. But yeah, we're delighted to have him here. We're delighted to be able to play a part in his progression. I think it'd be good for us. But I think we still have to just be mindful that the kid's 16 years old, and let's let him develop, let's let him play. And I don't think he'll let anybody down.